Yes, it is extended happy hour. It is Saturday shenanigans. Beautiful day in downtown Charleston. We are starting off with our friends at Tradesman Brewing downtown. Loved them when they were on James Island. This place is great, and I am having the Tides of Galway Irish Red. I love their Irish Red here. Let's sample. That is such good beer, but it's also a very special day. Well, now every Saturday downtown in the brewery district is special. Last week, they started the free trolley, which goes to all 9 breweries downtown. It starts at the top of the hour at Tradesman, and it's absolutely free. You don't have to go to all 9. You can pick and choose, or you can go to all 9. I don't know exactly what we are doing, but we are joined by a couple of members of the 105.5 The Bridge News team, Stephanie and Don Donzilla. How are you doing? You were the one who told me about this new trolley.
Yeah, I was pretty excited when the news came out. I'm like, critic, we got to do this. Maybe we'll make it to all 9, fingers crossed. Hopefully, we're not going to be stumbling it by that point.
I know. What are you opening up with here from Tradesman?
I went with the Journeyman's Pale Ale. It is delicious.
Very nice. Also joined by another one of our correspondents, Stephanie. Steph, what are you opening up with, beer-wise?
Yeah, I have the Everyday IPA, nice and hoppy.
Now you, unlike me and Don, you're calling for all 9 breweries today.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see what happens. We are just getting started, but this is every Saturday. It goes from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. The trolley's going to be here at the top of the hour, and we'll see where we wind up next. Yes, it is stop 2 on the brewery tour downtown. Edmunds Oast, love this place. I'm opening up here with the pills. Let's try that. So good here at Edmunds Oast. The food, the location, Nikolai behind the bar. Love all the people here. And we made our first trip from Tradesman to Edmunds Oast on the trolley. Granted, it's like, I don't know, 500 feet. It's more than that. They're pretty close. But the downtown brewery district trolley already packed on Zilla. I was amazed.
I was too. I mean, I think you're right. Word's gotten out. People are starting to enjoy it. It's an idea that, you know, needed to happen.
Yeah, and it is a great idea.
Standing room only.
I know. What's it going to be like the rest of the day?
That's a great question. Yeah. There is already a line waiting to hop on.
Yeah, I know. So
they're all going to be in somebody's lap by the end of it.
Or they're going to have to maybe even increase, maybe do one every half hour. It's going to be so popular, the demand.
I think you're right, critic. I mean, the word has gotten out.
Yep. All right. And Donzilla, what are you opening up with here at Edmunds Oast?
I have a Bound by Time, and it is amazing.
Ooh, very nice. And Steph?
I have the Plasma Gun. An IPA with cashmere, El Dorado, and Idaho 7 hops.
And can you taste all those nice ingredients?
It is a very flavorful.
Wow, very good. All right, it's stop number 2. We got Cooper River next. But again, you don't have to go to all 9. It looks like we might be trying to go to all 9. We'll see. It's early. It's only at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But Edmunds Oast is rocking. Trolley downtown is rocking. Stop number 3 coming up. Now at our third brewery, the very underrated and cool Cooper River Brewing Company. Oh, wait, first I got to go to my ale. I love the Scottish Red Ale here. I'm having it once again. Mmm. So good, but interesting stuff already happening on the brewery tour from Edmunds Oast to Cooper River. We were shut out on getting on the trolley. It was already packed. Donzilla, this idea is taking off quickly.
Very quickly. I mean, it was good that we got some exercise walking between, but it was very sad watching the bus fill up and then us being shut out.
And then the bus going by to the next brewery, Palmetto. We just waved to it with all the people on it.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
But it was good exercise.
Good weather, too.
Yeah, good weather. So, but I'm thinking, I think we mentioned it in the last break, they're going to have to do like a bottom of the hour and top of the hour. They're going to have like 2 trolleys running. This is going to become very popular, this idea.
For sure. It's possible that Food and Wine is screwing this up a little bit.
Right.
But still, it's definitely seems to be gaining traction.
And what beverage are you having, Donzilla?
I am having the New England Pale Ale, which
very
is
good.
Delicious.
All right, Steph, and we're 3 for 3 right now. You're still saying all 9?
All 9. I'm in for it.
I don't think we can walk to Palmetto, so we're either getting on the trolley. Do I have to pull, like, do you know who I am? No, I can't do that.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that, critic. That's not... You're going to end up on a YouTube video somewhere. It's going to be bad news.
I know, and I do not want that to happen. Great time here at Cooper River. Palmetto next. Yes, brewery number 4. We are at the great Palmetto Brewery. Marion behind the bar. Lots of people here. But I'm opening up with the Amber Ale, even though the Idle Speed from Palmetto is my beer of the month at Bay Street Beer Garden. I went with an old-time classic, the Amber Ale. But we made it from Cooper River. And I got to say, I got to apologize to Donzilla and Stephanie. I ran to the bus. I almost left you guys behind. I felt bad. And I'm glad I saw you guys getting on because the buses are so crowded.
The only reason I got on was because Stephanie pulled the "my husband is out there" card.
Did you do that?
Oh, I absolutely did. Didn't look like Dom was gonna get on.
I know.
We weren't playing that game.
That's why, I mean, it's like intense to get on the trolley. They're so crowded because you don't know who's getting off and who's getting on. So space is premium. You gotta get on there.
You've definitely got to, like, start throwing some bows or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, get on there.
Well, that's why I'm thinking now, maybe we'll hang out at Palmetto. We can walk to Baker and Brew and then maybe take it from there.
Hopefully this is just like a, well, I don't know if it's hopefully or not. Now, this is an overcrowd from Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, I think that may be part
but
of
again,
the...
But again, we'll have to weed it out next week, see what happens.
Yeah. So, but I think Wine and Food, yeah, has something to do with it. Maybe not. Maybe it's just going to be every Saturday.
And which
maybe not.
I'm still bus, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm still enjoying some bevs though. So
all right, exactly. And you guys got
which
the flight.
Is all that matters.
You got a flight here. Both have flights here.
We got 2 flights.
Yeah.
It's great.
And
oh
Steph, where do you go? I see all like clear stuff there.
Yeah. So they're starting to serve some spritzers here, like the hard seltzers.
Okay.
I have a Paloma Mule and a raspberry rhubarb something.
Raspberry beret. The kind you find in a secondhand store. I'm quoting Prince, Don Zellin. And I love that song. All right. Maybe we got to cut ourselves off from recording. No. We'll go to Baker and Brew sometime. We'll hang out at Palmetto and then maybe catch up with the bus after that.
That sounds like a plan, critic. I'm going to hold you to it.
And we got live music here, too. They got everything at Palmetto, Charleston's oldest brewery. Love this place. Brewery number 4 and number 5 coming up Saturday. Shenanigans extended happy hour. All right, at Baker and Brewer downtown on the Charleston Free Trolley Brewery Tour. Donzilla, let's...
Yes.
Travis behind the bar doing a great job as always. And this place, I think we do need to get some food here. Food is always key on day beverages.
Yeah, you don't want to like overdo it because otherwise we're going to be stumbling and then no bueno.
That's probably still going to happen though too.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a given, but yeah. Let's try to postpone it as far as
exactly.
We can.
That's why we have an Uber scheduled.
Yes, and this is brewery number 5, so I guess we're halfway through.
5 of 9, halfway through.
5 of 9, yeah, I guess, yeah. So
far we're on a good pace. Yeah. I think Stephanie's right. I think we may make it.
We'll see. And we did walk from Palmetto to Baker and Brewer because that trolley is just getting so packed.
We probably could have gotten on the bus if we really wanted to. But, you know, we figured... It was good exercise.
The sun is out. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Might as well walk on the short distances.
Yes.
Plan the trolley for the long distances.
Exactly. I think we might have to trolley to Revelry. I think that's still kind of walking distance, but I don't know.
I'm good on trolley on the next.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm ready for trolley the rest of the way.
For sure.
Yes, come on.
Whoa.
We have made it to brewery number 6, Revelry downtown. Wow, there are a lot of people here. We can't even get upstairs. We actually had to walk again. Did not even take the free beer trolley from Baker and Brewer to Revelry. Not a bad walk. Donzilla, we've actually been getting in a lot of exercise today.
Yeah, actually, I've been definitely getting in my Fitbit steps. So did the poor girls that just stumbled around and managed to get somewhere. I'm not sure where, but it was pretty entertaining.
There are a few people stumbling around. I think a lot of people have this idea of taking the brewery trolley, which we have found is an excellent idea. It's just so packed. You might not be able to get on. They're probably going to have to add like a top of the hour and bottom of the hour. But we have made our way to Revelry, hanging outside. It's still a nice night, Steph.
Awesome night, like we said.
And we did have some food at Baker and Brewer. I had those ricotta meatballs. You guys got a pizza, which looked delicious.
Oh, it was amazing. It was really good. I am actually kind of sad we didn't stop and get something at Edmund Sosa. That was really good, and the staff was really great there too.
We can always do that. We can always double back to Edmund's Host and get more food at the end of the night, because you know what? I am fading fast. We have acquitted ourselves very well. We're at 6 of the 9 breweries. I don't know, this could be the last stop. Stephanie, you wanted to do all 9. I think we can be proud with just doing 6. We'll see, though.
We will see.
All right. Your call, Donzilla. You're happy, maybe even cutting it off here at Revelry.
I feel like we could cut it off here and be proud. I also feel like we could press on and not remember the night, so there's that.
Well, we still might do that. It's Revelry number 6 right now. Will it end here? Possibly, but it is a great idea. Every Saturday, downtown Charleston, the brewery district, you can take the free trolley, 9 different breweries. So much fun, great beers here. Such nice people at all the breweries too. We'll see if we complete it. If not, it has been a great day of living. Saturday shenanigans. Donzilla, we will do it again. We will complete all 9 out of 9.
One of these times, definitely, we're going to do it. So help me God. So help me God.
Inside the Charleston trolley, it is rocking on the bus, the free bus to all 9 breweries downtown. Oh yeah, so much fun here. Takes you all where you want to go, and absolutely free, no stinking cover charge. Every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure you take advantage of it. Oh, it's been a good time. And we wound up doing 7 of the 9 breweries, so we did do well today. Maybe try it again next Saturday. It is the free Charleston Trolley, the brewery district downtown, with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.